This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
Ah, summer. It means vacation, beach, waves. For me, it also means seafood. I got to be one of the many tourists packing the beaches of St. John and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In between snorkeling and beach lounging, I would eat at one of the dozens of restaurants scattered along Cruise Bay overlooking the ocean. My first day there, I went to lunch craving fish and found salmon on the menu. When I asked the waiter about it, my suspicions were confirmed. The salmon was frozen and imported. I shifted in my white plastic chair, dug my toes into the sand, and asked them what fish they had that was local. And here's where I really got concerned. While sitting on an island beach restaurant, I was told that they had no local fish. All of it was frozen and imported, even the mahi-mahi and the tuna that could be caught a few miles offshore. I knew that on an island in the middle of the Caribbean, most of the food would be imported, but I was really hoping the fish would not be. Craig John Rose is a local fisherman who shares this sentiment. Craig is only 35 years old, but he has had a fishing career of 30 years because he's been fishing ever since he could walk.
That's why I name myself 100% fisherman, because I don't care who could fish better than me and who think they better than me, but I do that for years, and that's my livelihood, and that's all I know, and that's all I love.
Craig uses a hand line to fish for big deep-sea fish like wahoo, tuna, and mahi-mahi. A hand line is just fishing line attached to a spool. Yep, no rod. It takes a lot of practice and skill. Craig says he knows less than 30 other hand line fishermen in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Hand lining, that means you don't use no rod to catch no fish. You use like a yo-yo. We call it yo-yo. Some people call it the yo-yo. Some people call it like a spool. That's like a wrong thing that you have the line in, and then you throw the line in the water, and then you raise the yo-yo on the floor of the boat, and then use your hand to catch your fish.
Craig gets up before dawn to take his boat out by himself. He told me the fish he catches weigh from 1 pound to 500 pounds each. He wraps a bicycle tube around his hand to keep the line from cutting his fingers and palm when he's hauling in heavy fish. When the day is over, he takes the fish to restaurants to sell. But not all of them want to buy his fresh fish. Many of the local restaurants import frozen fish instead. The restaurants can do this because many of their customers assume that if it's mahi or tuna, it's local and fresh.
We're selling our fish for maybe something for $8, and they buy the fish for like $6 a pound. And what happened, right? You know what hurt me? When the tourists come here, they don't mind spending their money for what they want. But they want to be buying fish that like a whole year old, couple months old, and tell them, fresh mahi, fresh tuna. That thing ain't no fresh. Gotta tell them, hey, the fish ain't no fresh, but you're gonna buy some frozen fish for $35 a plate. You think it's fresh fish, and it ain't no fresh.
Some fish sold in St. John restaurants are obviously not local, like salmon and Alaskan king crab. But even fish that could be caught locally might be frozen and imported to the island. Fish in the grocery store in St. John, a few feet from the ocean, was even more expensive than fish in a grocery store in Oklahoma City, 500 miles from the ocean.
Because your own people, they're getting full, and we want them to know about it. You know, when you come here, you don't want to be eating the same shit that you live up there. You want to eat something different, fresh fish.
Paul Greenberg just came out with a new book called American Catch, and he writes about how Americans import 91% of seafood we eat. When food is imported, a lot of fossil fuels and human resources are used to move the product. The U.S. imports almost all of our seafood, even though we control more ocean than any other place on Earth, 2.8 billion acres to be exact.
Throughout Alaska, throughout the Pacific Northwest into California, all around the Gulf Coast, up Florida, in the Carolinas, in the Chesapeake, into New York and New Jersey, up to Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Maine.
That's Michael DeMenn from Sea to Table. Michael and his team work to connect chefs directly with the fishermen who catch their fish.
We want to make sure that there's fish for everybody to eat. We want to make sure that fishermen can earn a living. We want to make sure that my grandchildren can enjoy beautiful fish. I guess it's maybe 30 or 40 years ago, technology started to evolve where you were able to figure out where fish are using techniques like sonar and radar and different electronic techniques, and then techniques for actually harvesting enormous numbers of fish. This technology was applied all around the world, heavily through Asia, also in the U.S., and what once seemed to man to be an inexhaustible resource, suddenly we realized, like, oh, we've vacuumed up a lot of the fish in the sea.
But sustainability is more than just making sure that fish exist in our oceans. The fishermen need to have a market where they can sell their fish for a reasonable price.
We try to create a better market for fishermen so that they can not have to sell fish into the traditional supply chain and be able to make a little more value.
The good news is eating local fish is rewarding in more than one way.
And generally, the more love you put into those things, the better it tastes. Well, ultimately, delicious is what food's about. And it's kind of the same with fish. And that we find that guys that really care, that take really good care of the fish, that love fish, end up producing product that ultimately tastes better. And if it's done in a sustainable fashion, it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
From the delicious piece of seared tuna I had from Craig John Rose himself, I can attest to the truth of Michael's statement. Next time you buy seafood, think about how you can best use your dollar to support fishermen like Craig to keep doing what he loves.
If I had to live my life again, I have to born and live again, the way I feel about fishing, I would have still been a fisherman. Yes. Right now. I don't think... ain't nothing I love more than fishing.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.